on the 13th of February. At least 2 feet of snow still on the ground. Animal rights protesters returned to Neiman Marcus. They were there to demand that Neiman Marcus stop selling fur products, but Neiman Marcus security answered peaceful protest by slamming a door into a protester's face, leaving him with a mouthful of sore and possibly injured teeth.
My whole front of all my teeth like hurt and I can taste a lot of blood.
You might want to go to a dentist. The injury was not sufficient, however, to force protesters to disengage from fur selling Neiman Marcus. Protesters' teeth out must be bad for business. They didn't have any customers, just a few people looking while protesters were out front.
Have people out here buying ridiculous clothing that kills animals.
That's our customer. We haven't had a customer for a while.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, we're hoping that if you drop the fur off your shelves, then we'll be glad to stop coming back here.
But you can thank your employees who admitted that we're doing an effective job for why we're going to stay out here longer and prevent more customers from coming in. And maybe you can fire your employees for doing bad business for you. Or instead of firing your employees, you can just stop selling fur, and then we'll stop coming out here.
Yeah. Otherwise, Neiman Marcus, protesters will just have to keep coming out in the freezing cold and snow to educate your potential customers about the true nature of those fur products you have on your shelves.
Hey, Neiman Marcus, what do you say? How did you torture those minks today?
Gassing! Choking!
And you want to reach
out! Hey, Neiman Carcass, what do you say? How did you murder those chinchillas today?
Gassing! Choking! And you want to reach out!
Yeah, that's the unfortunate truth about how places like Neiman Marcus get their fur coats. For each fur, about 50 animals, all too often, are killed by anal or even vaginal electrocution, a method originally used by the Nazis to interrogate people that they had captured from organizations like the French Resistance. From the Nazi Gestapo to the shelves of Neiman Carcass. Before wrapping up for the day, protesters also dropped by Andriana's Furs to educate their customers and convince them not to buy $100,000 worth of suffering, killing 50 animals to get a coat that costs more than a house used to cost, while other people can't afford a house or maybe even a coat of their own at all.
Hey, Andrianas, what do you say? How did you torture those minks today?
Gassing! Chopping! And electrocution!
Hey, Andrianas, what do you say? How'd you kill those chinchillas today?
Gassing! Chopping!
That's right. And Neiman Marcus, Andriana's, you can sic cops on peaceful protesters, you can call people domestic terrorists for speaking their minds, even try to knock your teeth out, but that's not going to stop people from coming back again and again until you get out of the bloody fur trade. Because in D.C. there's no sleep for the wicked.